We have reached the Meridian Gate, the main gate of the Forbidden City. It was completed in 1420 and stands directly on the palace's north-south central axis. Seen from above, the gate forms a wide U-shape. Locally, it is also called the Five Phoenix Tower, because a central pavilion, two side towers, and two wing towers stand shoulder to shoulder. From a distance, they look like five phoenixes spreading their wings at once. Here is the simplest thing to understand about this gate. The Meridian Gate is where the Forbidden City began to sort people. On its southern face, the gate has five openings, and each one was tied to a specific rank. The central opening was reserved for the Emperor alone. He entered and left through it, and only through it. There were two exceptions in the whole system. On the day of an imperial wedding, the Empress was allowed to pass through it once in her life. And after the palace examination, the final stage of the Imperial Civil Service exam, the top three scholars of the entire country were allowed to walk out of the central gate. For any scholar in the empire, that walk was the one time in a lifetime of stepping on the emperor's own path. The eastern gate was for civil and military officials on regular duty. The western gate was for members of the imperial clan. The two outermost gateways opened only for the greatest state ceremonies. Which gate you were allowed to walk through already told the world who you were. Hierarchy here was not only a word, it was written into every step. If it feels like gate after gate, courtyard after courtyard, that is exactly right. Behind the Meridian Gate comes the Gate of Supreme Harmony. Beyond that, another courtyard, and another, each stepping inward and upward toward the heart of the palace. This layered approach follows the old ritual principle of five gates and three courts. The road to power had to open one leaf at a time, so that awe arrived before you did. In a moment, we will move inside toward the inner Golden Water River and see how the palace used water and bridges to sort people even further. Most visitors arrive here with the same question. Was this where the famous Meridian Gate beheadings took place? The answer is no. Executions in the Ming and Qing did not normally take place at this gate. They were carried out at a public execution ground in the city, outside the palace walls. The real role of the Meridian Gate was closer to that of a national press conference.
A few very official things happened right here. Important imperial decrees were announced from this gate. Each year, the calendar for the coming year was proclaimed from here in a ritual known as the issuing of the first month. In an agricultural society, this was close to saying that whoever controls time controls order. After a great military victory, the presentation of captives was held here as well. Prisoners of war were offered to the emperor and displayed to the whole city as proof of the dynasty's strength. The gate also had a harsher side. In the Ming, there was a public caning of officials carried out right outside this gate. How hard they were beaten often worked like a thermometer for the politics of the court. The Qing formally abolished the practice, but the image of being punished outside the Meridian Gate stayed in the memory of later generations. So the Meridian Gate is not just a gate. It is where the voice of the state was amplified. Good news, bad news, reward, and punishment. All of it could reach the empire from here.